In November 1980, Roberto Duran fought Sugar Ray Leonard. It was billed as the super fight and was a rematch from a fight 5 months earlier in Montreal where Duran won by unanimous decision. At that point, Duran had a record of 72-1. The rematch took place at the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans. Leonard changed his tactics from the first fight and rather than stand toe-to-toe with Duran, used his superior speed and movement to outbox and outmaneuver his opponent. Late in the fight and full in control, Leonard started to taunt Duran. In the closing seconds of the eighth round, Duran turned his back to Leonard and quit, waving his glove and apparently saying to the referee, "No más," which means no more in Spanish. Leonard was the winner by technical knockout. Duran would go on to deny ever saying no más. Regardless, he quit the bout and walked away, which has us begging the question, did the Canadian consumer just turn and say no mas to the pounding of higher interest rates? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 20th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Canadian inflation was reported on Tuesday, coming in at 3.1% on a year-over-year basis. Aside from the 2.8% year-over-year reading in June earlier this year, this was the lowest level for inflation since June 2021. Inflation was helped lower by oil prices, which were down on a month-over-month basis, the reasons we outlined in last week's episode. We have pointed out in the past that the increase in interest rates by the Bank of Canada to calm inflation have themselves contributed to inflation in the form of higher mortgage interest costs. This is no more evident than in the past month's results. Excluding mortgage interest costs, the rate of inflation is 2.2% year-on-year, just about in line with the Bank of Canada's target of 2%. We have read more and more about the stress interest rates are having on the Canadian consumer. Based on our calculations of data from StatsCan, anyone renewing a five-year mortgage today will see a 50% increase in mortgage interest costs over the expiring mortgage. The impact of that has started to show up in retail sales. Canadian retail sales for August, the most recent month we have, shows year-on-year growth of just 1.6%. Inflation, meanwhile, for the month of August was 4%. Now, it's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison, but it does illustrate that consumption isn't keeping up with inflation. Moreover, the trend for retail sales, when we look at it on a six-month moving average, has been in decline since June 2022. Maybe it's wages, and Canadian incomes aren't keeping up with inflation. Well, no. Wages in Canada have been growing at approximately 5% year over year. So where is the difference between consumption and wages going? Most likely to higher interest rates. The Canadian consumer is turning and saying, no mas. We believe the Bank of Canada now has the data to support a pause. The next move by the bank will be a cut, but when might that happen? In our view, that may be more of a second half 2024 story. In the meantime, we can take solace in the fact that we have likely seen the peak in interest rates. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.